Is I join with you this time. So many have joined with us to listen to all of your thoughts, not only healing, but much of what you are thinking. But I would like to just say to you, my dear friends, I do not know if you are already aware of the talk in your world about the way the mind works, the way you think, and how it affects the physical body.
Yes, I saw something today actually on those lines.
It is being recognized at last.
Oh, good.
That it is an important issue. I do not say they accept spirit, but they can see that the mind-body connection is there. To us in our world, this is good progress. It shows at last that mankind is opening his mind to things other than their own physical being. That the strength of their thinking can affect their physical beings. For so long, we have shown to you these connections, the connection of mind, spirit body, as you call it in this world. Because, as you full well know, my dear friends, mind is spirit. It is not a separate issue. Mind belongs to spirit. So many in our world have happy hearts to think that at last on your planet Earth many men are working towards the truth of this discovery. To you, my dear friends, it is nothing new. But to the majority of all human beings, it is a big part of understanding. I'm sure you would agree.
Yes, that's something to rejoice about.
There will be great strides made within your medical world, all over your world, in many different places. They will come up with the same ideas, the same progress of helping many diseases, and especially a little more understanding of what you call the mind.
Mm-hmm.
useful, my dear friends. And I hope that in your quiet moments, you will give much thought to these words I have said this evening. I do not wish to remain too long at this time.
You certainly remained long last time. It was a wonderful weekend.
I am always pleased to join with you. But sometimes it is important that I have time to work quietly with the instrument.
Yes, of course.
But I thank you. And as always, you make me feel most comfortable in your presence. And of course, you know by now, my dear friends, that time is not important. But of course, I am governed by many factors. It is not always possible to stay so long. But whenever the opportunity is there, whenever the energy is right, then of course we will utilize it to the best of our capabilities. I am glad that you found it to have been of use.
Yes, it's certainly a wonderful meeting, and we've heard back from readers of transcripts who also thought likewise.
Yes, you do much good work, my dear friend. Without you, these words would be kept within this room. But as you know, my dear friends, it is important that truth be shared, that others be given the opportunity to think for themselves, to analyze or to criticize, even with criticism. That is better than not thinking at all. So I say to you, even when speaking to critical people, know also that you are still sowing some seed of thought.
Yeah, thank you for that. That's very good. It's an interesting thought.
Because sometimes I thought I'd been wasting my time, but that is good.
You never waste time when you speak of spirit. That time is never wasted.
In recognizing spirit and its connections. I imagine this in time will make hospital work more successful and more effective.
Of course, when it is recognized the power of the mind, then a lot of hospital work, as you call it, will be unnecessary. Doctors will become tutors of the mind. Is that not a wonderful thought? That would be doctoring in its highest degree.
Yes.
But, of course, that will not happen overnight. Mm. Of course, as always, on this earth, time, as you know it, passes much more slowly. It takes much time for all human beings to be of one mind.
Yes. And it just so happens that Lillian here has got a book from the library on the work of Matthew Manning as a healer. And I guess it might be said that that particular gentleman is well ahead of the field in the recognition and use of mind in this way.
He is but one of many. Yes. There are, of course, many who lead the field, if you like to express it in that way. He has many years of experience, but so do a great number of people in your world.
Yes, there are civilizations that, thinking of the Aborigines, somebody today said to me, she couldn't believe that she'd been out to Australia, that the Aborigine people hadn't changed. And she thought that was awful that they hadn't changed. And I said, well, they probably didn't need to change because they were already in tune with the earth. And,
yes.
And we've actually spoiled it for them.
Yes, they are much more in tune with their inner feelings. They use most of their senses. But so much has been lost.
Yes.
Yes, again, you see, mankind is quick to judge.
Yes.
And if people do not come to a certain so-called standard of living, people are most scathing. Mm-hmm. And that is why you cannot judge my dear friends. Mm-hmm. But there are many, many people in this world at this time who have much knowledge of spirit. But it is the progress that we are working towards. We are all working towards one thing, and that is to go home to spirit with your knowledge intact. Now that gives you something to think about. What knowledge should you have? You know what knowledge you should have. But your work, my dear friends, as I have said before, you are all emissaries of spirit. You are spreading the word of spirit. And it matters not whether people criticize or disbelieve you. You have done your work of spreading the truth.
And of course, we need to be good living examples of it,
of
ourselves. And I think living with joy, it sometimes seems to me that it's a key factor in good health.
Yes.
I think experiencing joyful feelings on a regular basis.
Yes.
Because without that, I think everything is lowered, the immunity, the...
Yes, when you lack joy, you allow fear to enter.
Mm.
And as we know, fear is not something that you should entertain in your lives. It is something to eradicate in your lives. It matters not what the situation is, because many people have had lives of great difficulty and yet they come home to spirit full of love and joy. Mm. So it is the way you react, my dear friends, to what is placed in front of you.
Yes. I was very encouraged by listening to President Obama, who's beginning to, his effects around the world are being felt, and saying some of the things that you've been saying, like decisions are only too often made on this planet due to fears.
Yes.
He's beginning to use that sort of language, which I found very encouraging.
Yes, and it will encourage many others.
Yes.
Those words are words of a good leader.
Yes.
And, of course, as we have said over time, world leaders should be in your prayers.
Yes.
They need our love, our influence, if they are to be good leaders of countries.
I only just been reading recently about Gorbachev. He was the leader of Russia when he brought the war down and stopped the Cold War.
Yes.
And I thought, what a wonderful character. I don't know if he was spiritual, but by God, he done a wonderful thing for the world.
So. Yes, you cannot isolate people from spirit. They are spirit, first and foremost.
Yes.
What actions people take within one lifetime is determined by their own free will. They know within themselves what is right, what is wrong. But sometimes they feel forced to make decisions that are against their true nature. And that is something they have to face when they come to spirit. But each person on this earthly planet has good within. There is not one human being who lives life in all fear or all evil, as you call it. There is always that light of love and goodness within every spirit. That is what has to be nurtured. Children have to be taught to be positive about all aspects of life. Even those times when they feel life is not worth living for. And even children have these deep feelings. And that is why it is important for parents who have children to be encouraging and to show love and happiness as much as they can. There is a ripple effect. We have spoken of these things before. And again, I do not apologize for the repetitive nature of my words. So think about what I have said again this time. And I know, my dear friends, that each time we speak together like this, it raises another question, another pathway to follow. If not for all of you, then at least for some.
Well, your words are always inspiration, and I don't want to jump in, Rod, but you probably heard that Daphne sent her thanks to you, and it seems that you have really been helping her, so thank you for that.
I endeavour to help each and every one.
Thank you.
You may not always feel that help, but let me reassure you, my dear friends, that my love surrounds you all. Even in those moments of confusion, even when you feel lost or a little unhappy, that is the time when I am trying to help you.
Thank you for that.
So, with those words, I will leave you until we come together again.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Yes, you have left us much to think of.